This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Online video reportedly shows Iranian security forces firing live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators Monday, protesting against the Islamic Republic's initial denial that it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner. The White House is voicing support for the protesters. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
In Tehran, last week's protests against the killing of Quds Force Commander Qasem Soleimani have been replaced by demonstrations expressing sorrow and anger over what the government admits was an accidental shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger jet, killing all on board. Amid the upheaval gripping Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in Sunday, tweeting, quote, "To the leaders of Iran, do not kill your protesters. Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching." Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Experts are warning a volcano in the Philippines could erupt and are calling for evacuations. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The leaders of Libya's rival governments will meet Monday in Moscow for peace talks. Russia's foreign ministry says both Fayez al-Sarraj, the head of the UN-backed Government of National Accord, and Khalifa Haftar, who commands the Libyan National Army, will take part in the meeting. In Washington, we could know this week when the House of Representatives will send the articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump to the Senate. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll know Tuesday after a meeting with the House Democratic Caucus when the articles will be transmitted.
We'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that senators will pay a price if they block new witnesses from testifying in the impeachment trial.
It's about a fair trial. They take an oath to have a fair trial, and we think that would be with witnesses and documentation.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reluctant to call more witnesses and wants a quick trial to acquit the president. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's sex abuse trial is set to resume Monday with more pre-screening of potential jurors. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Challenges and distractions have stymied the Weinstein jury selection. Protests outside the courthouse were so loud you could hear the commotion in the 15th floor courtroom. Hundreds of New Yorkers were summoned for jury duty, with most dismissed when they raised their hands to indicate they couldn't keep an open mind about Weinstein, who's pleaded not guilty to charges he raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulted another woman in 2006. If convicted at a trial expected to last into March, the 67-year-old could face life in prison. Julie Walker, New York.
Queen Elizabeth has summoned her grandson Prince Harry for a crisis meeting to discuss future arrangements for him and his wife Meghan, following the couple's announcement that they want to step back from royal duties. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
A Buckingham Palace source told Reuters that Harry's father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, will also attend the meeting, due to take place on Monday at the Queen's Sandringham estate. Meghan will try to join via telephone from Canada, where she's currently staying with the couple's baby son, Archie. Monday's meeting will be the first time the senior royals have met in person to discuss the concerns raised by Harry and Meghan. The palace source said it remained the Queen's aim to find a resolution to the crisis in days rather than weeks, but it would require complex and thoughtful discussions, and any agreement would take time to be implemented.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Be sure to download the VOA mobile app so you can have VOA at the touch of a button. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.